So let's open up to Daf Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. We started the sugya, maybe we'll make some progress. And you'll see the two dots in the middle of the page, which I guess would be probably about 15 lines down from the top. And it starts with Shiori Adam, and the name of the sugya is Shfichas Shiraim Al Yisod HaMizbech. And one of the issues that we mentioned last week, but we never got a chance to analyze it, is the question about whether Shvichas Dom is a chova, it's an absolute obligation, which would mean that the Kohen has to make sure that he doesn't use up all the Dom in the Matan Domim, in the Zrikas Adam. He has to leave over, he has to guarantee that he'll leave over some Dom for the Shvichas Shiraim, or no. Well, Shvichas Shiraim is, shall we say, kiyum. It's meaningful, but it's not a chiyuv. So that's ultimately where we want to get to. Now, the Gemara is going to derive the halacha of Shvichas Dam, and specifically on what's called the Mizbeach HaChitzon, from a series of three pesukim. Do you remember this? This is a good chazorah. And basically, what we mentioned last time is that there are five different parashios in the Torah of chatos, of karbanos chatos. There's, for example, a chatos that's brought by the Kohen Mashiach, which is otherwise called the Par Kohen Mashiach. There's another chatos which is brought on behalf of the Tzibur in a case of Helen Dover, where they made a mistake in the judgment and the Tzibur violated a very severe Issa. That's called Par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur. That's also a Chatos. Then we have a case of a Chatos Nasi. And the Nasi, because of his violation, has to bring a Karban Sa'ir as a Chatos. We have also the classical case of a Karban Chatos Shel Yachid, which means an individual inadvertently violated a chi of karis. I mean, what would be an amazing a chi of karis? He has to bring what's called a kizba or a se'ira, and that's called a chatas yachid. And the Torah repeats the parasha of chatas yachid twice. So those are the five parashios of chatas yachid. Now, of chatas. Now, in each one of these five parashios, we have a requirement called Shvichas Shiorei Hadam Al Yisod HaMizbeach. And this brisa that we're about to study is going to analyze the first three psukim of those parashios, the first three of those parashios. So let's read it inside. Tanu Rabbanan. We're going to start with the first on our list, which is the Par Kohen Mashiach, and that's in Vayikra Perek Dalet. And it says there, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And the Braisa derives from this, Velo Yisod Mizbach HaPnimi. Now keep in mind that the Kohen Mashiach, the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Chatos of the Kohen Mashiach, is what's called a Chatos Pnimis, which means that there's going to be an Avoda inside the Heichal. And you and I might think that insofar as the Zrikas Dam is done inside the Heichal, and maybe the Shvichas Damim to complete this process should also be done in the Heichal. And for that, the Torah went out of its way in the parasha of Par Kohen Mashiach to teach us that it's Mizbach HaOla, which is identical with the Mizbach HaChitzon. And therefore, V'lo Yisod HaMizbeach HaPnimi. At this point, in the first drasha, we assume that just like there's a yisod for the Mizbeach HaChitzon, there's also a yisod for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the Torah is just giving us the following direction, namely that the Shvichas Dam should be on the yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, not on the two options, or excluding one.
Is there a yisod?
No, so that's the second drasha. I'm just showing you how the Braisa presents it step by step. So at this point, we don't know that there's no Yisod. That's a double negative, right? We think that there is a Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And the reason for that is the Yisod is part of the Mizbeach. And there's no reason why the Mizbeach HaPnimi should be denied a Yisod. But that's when we get to the second drosh. If you remember, in the second pasuk, also in Vayikra Dalet, the Torah says, with regard to Par Helim Dovashal Tzibur, El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. word for word, the same repetition. And why do we need this? This is going to teach us that Ein Yisod LeMizbeach HaPnimi Atzmo, that the Mizbeach HaPnimi doesn't have a Yisod. So if we go backwards to the first drasha, it comes out that the first drasha is really unnecessary, if you will, superfluous, but it's only necessary on a temporary basis. What do I mean by temporary? As long as we don't know from another drasha that there's no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then we assume that since he did the Zrikas Adam in these cases inside the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then he should do likewise the Shvichas Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now that we have a second drasha, we can build even further that the Torah is telling us something about the Yisod itself, not about the Shvichas Dam, but about the Yisod, that the Yisod itself was on the Mizbeach HaOla as opposed to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. How are you doing? So, Don, we're just reviewing something that we did last week, and then we're going to start something, we'll go beyond that. Now we get to the third parasha, the third pasuk, and that's also in the same perek Dalet, and that's called the Sa'ir Nasi. And there too it says, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. So I will say the same four words appear three times in the same, over and over again, in the same chapter in Vayikra Dalet. And the question now is, why did the Torah have to repeat itself here in Sa'ir Nasi? We already know that there's a din of Shvichas Damim in the case of Par Kohen Mashiach, and logically we would have extended it to the case of Sa'ir Nasi. Again, we have to figure out exactly why. Rashi is going to offer two answers to the question, why do we know, even without this pasuk, that Shvichas Damim, Shvichas Shiori Dam, applies even to the case of Seir Nasi. But in any event, let's just grant the Gemara that premise without right now questioning it. And now the question becomes, so what do we derive from this third round of El Yisod Mizbach HaOla? And the Gemara used the language Tein Yisod LeMizbeach Shel Ola. And what that means is that not only do these cases of a Karban Chatos require Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod, but all Karbanos, all Zvachim, require Shvichas Shirayim Al Yisod. Now, when I say all Zvachim, I'm making one premise, and that is that Chatos is just an example, even though the Torah formulates the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim in the case of Chatos, whether it be the chatos of Par Kohen Mashiach, whether it be the chatos of Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, whether it be the Sar Nasi, which is also a chatos, all these three cases where the Torah specifies Shvichas Dom al Yisod Mizbach HaOla, it's all cases of chatos. But the third pasuk, since it's superfluous, is going to teach us that we can extend from chatos to all karbonos and assume that all karbonos need Shvichas Dam al Yisod Mizbach HaOla. However, even if I'm making that premise that all Karbonos require Shvichas Shirayim, it doesn't mean that it's all the same, it's all equal. It could be that Chatos has a special requirement of Shvichas Shirayim that is more fundamental, if you will, more profound than that of other Karbanos. What would lead me to that conclusion?
Chatos?
Yeah, why would I choose Chatos out of the hat and say that Chatos requires Shvichas Dam al Yisod and Mizbeach? And maybe
there's so many of them in the Chatos for this.
Because every time the Torah itself repeats this requirement of Shvichas Dam, it always mentions a Chatos three times over. Is that coincidental?
We must be learning something from each.
Yeah, time. It might upgrade the status and the requirement to Shvichas Yisod in the case of Chatos above and beyond other Karbanos. So we're in a paradoxical situation, because on the one hand, it cannot be coincidental that every single time the Torah formulates and establishes Shvichas Yisod, it's always in a Chatos. And on the other hand, we're going to use the third pasuk, the pasuk of Seir Nasi, to teach me that all Karbanos require Shvichas Yisod. So we have to work that out. And the second thing we have to work out is, what's the status of Oph? Because there are two Karbanos in Oph. There's a Chatos of Oph, and there's a olas ha'of. And the question is there such a din of shfichas dam al yisod ha'mizbech in the case of ofos? But that's going to be another topic for today's discussion. What I want to study with you now is the Rashi, which you'll see. You know, Rashi here is a stepped Rashi, if you will, right? And all the way in the bottom, the lines get very wide. And if you count down from the wide lines, I would say about six lines. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five lines down. You see a Rashi El Yisod Mizbach HaOla? So Rashi, this is the third pasuk in the series of three. Rashi tells you HaOmer B'Soyer Nasi She'ein Talmud Lomar. Now, I think what Rashi means by Ein Talmud Lomar means it's, in Yiddish we call it Iberik. Iberik means it's superfluous, it's unnecessary. Kid Mefarish B'Toras Kohanim. And Rashi quotes a Toras Kohanim that says that we really don't need this pasuk. Now, you and I might say, well, why don't we need this pasuk? After all, this is Sar Nasi. We only had a requirement in the Torah of Shfichas Dam al Yisodim Mizbeach in two cases, in the case of Par Kohen Moshiach and in the case of Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Maybe these are unique cases. How do we know that we should extend it to Sar Nasi? So Rashi says Mitre Taimi. Rashi is going to offer two answers to the question, both of which are acceptable, as to why the pasuk in Seir Nasi is superfluous, it's unnecessary. Chada, the first explanation is the Hashiyare Damim Shel Atzmam Shel Pnimi Kigon Par Mashiach the Eda. Again, the word Eda in Rashi is identical with what we call Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. He calls it Eda. Lokibel Hapnimi Kida Amaron. Okay, let's explain. The two cases where the Torah explicitly requires Shfichas Dam of Shirayim al Yisod are cases of Chatos Pnimius, where the Dam is Nizrak on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And yet the Torah requires Shfichas Dam on which Mizbeach? Mizbeach HaChitzon, right? Mizbeach HaOl. So he says, Kid Amron, nevertheless, he says, Shiorov Shel Chitzon. Is Yekabel Bitmiya? Meaning, if in the case of a Chatas Pnimis, where we would have expected that the Avodah is done in the inside, you know, in the Heichal, on the Mizbach HaPnimi, and yet the Torah requires Shvichas Dam Al Yisod Mizbach HaOla, how much more so exactly in the case of Seir Nasi, which doesn't have Zrikas Hadomim on the inside. It's not a Chatas Pnimis in the Heichal. It's a Chatas Chitzono. Now, I'm thinking to myself, again, nobody has to agree with me, that why is Rashi not satisfied at this point? You know, he goes on with the second explanation. Perhaps Rashi holds at this point that maybe Dafka, because it's only the Mizbech HaPnimi that gained anything, so to speak, from the Domim of these two Karbonos of Parhelim, of Parakoi Mashiach and Parhelim Dov Shel Tzibur, they are Chatos Pnimius. Maybe that's why the Torah required, you know, that Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach HaOla, meaning the Mizbeach HaOla has a right to say, why should I be second fiddle? I'm not Chaplev, I shouldn't be left out of Shvichas Domin. So we give Shvichas Domin Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach HaOla. But maybe in the case of Sar Nasi, where the Zrikas Adam is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, there's no need to go a step further with Shvichas. You already did a Shvichas Domim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why do you need another Shvichas Domim? You know, the Mizbeach should be well, you know, taken care of, well satisfied. So let's see if the second answer of Rashi would help me. He says, V'od l'manu she'en lo yisod. And I think what Rashi means the following: that even if you'll tell me that Seir Nasi requires Shvichas Dam al Shirayim, then certainly that Shvichas Dam would have to be on which Mizbeach? On Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why? Even if the Torah wouldn't specify Mizbeach HaChitzon, I would know that on my own. First of all, because the Zrikas Dam is on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so certainly the Shiraim should be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And secondly, we've already established with the second Drasha that there is no Yisod in the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So by definition, we have no choice. There's no, you know, by process of elimination, there are only two Mizbeachs, so we've eliminated the one that's inside the Heichal. So by process of elimination, the Shvichas Dam has to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Oh. So now ask yourself the following question, but how does Rashi know that in the case of Sa'ir Nasi, you require Shvichas Damim? So Rashi seems to be assuming that when we talk about Shvichas Damim, and I'm talking about the Shirayim, it means that you got stuck with leftover Dam. So what are you going to do with the leftover Dam? You're going to pour it onto the Mizbeach. Now, did the Torah have to tell me which Mizbeach to pour it onto? For sure not. First of all, because in the case of Sa'ir Nasi, I've already started the process of Zrikas Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It's not like Par Kohen Mashiach or Par Helim Shel Tzibur. And secondly, because there is no Yisod to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So therefore, Rashi says the following. He says, lost the place for a second. Oh, so he says that Ula Kamon on Daf Nunbeis Nami Hochi Parshin Le Bishmaitin. The Gemara is going to explain this again, that there can't be Shvichas Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. There is no Yisod. Imkein Matam Olomer El Yisod Mizbeach HaOla. Now maybe Rashi's emphasizing the words Mizbeach HaOla that are totally superfluous here. I'm not sure. But he says, Tein Yisod L'Mizbeach HaShalOla, Tein Torah Shirayim Shvicha Shirayim Yisod L'Halachos Mizbeach HaShalOla. I don't know, is anybody able to see what this Chaf Aleph here is? Let's see, Tein Toras Yisod. Oh, he's adding the word Toras Yisod. Oh, Dahainu Shvicha Shirayim Lehilchos Mizbeach HaShalOla. So there is such a thing as Shvicha Shirayim, and Shvicha Shirayim has to be on what? On the Yisod. Sheheh Mizbeach Ta'un Biola ubechol hadavim at nitin olav, with any other carbon, we do the nesinas hadavim on the mizbeach ishvicha shirayim el yisod, and the leftover dam you pour on the yisod of mizbeach. And look at the next three words, or we'll say the next four words. Does anybody have the next four words? Because we should underline that. Yeah, im nishar bekli klum. Please underline those words. Because what's Rashi saying, im? What does im mean?
Sounds like a very conditional reshu.
Exactly. Im means if. If nishar b'kli klum, if there's still vestiges of dam left in the kli, what does Rashi imply?
It doesn't always have to be.
Correct. He doesn't have to make sure that there'll be dam in the kli. But if he's stuck with extra dam in the kli, what is he going to do with it? He already was zorek shezorek mimenu shtei zrikos. Lishtei Kronos, right? This is called Shtayim Shem Arba. You know, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, it means that he did two Zrikos on two corners of the Mizbeach, diagonally one from the other. And now what he's left with in the Kli is Shirayim. So what does he do with it? Yishpachu liyisod. Umishum deba'olo loksiv shvicha shirayim itzuch lemelif mehocha. Now, I'm not sure why Rashi singles out Ola here, but Rashi says that since the requirement to Shvichas Shirayim is not mentioned at all in a carbon Ola, for that matter, it's not mentioned in any other carbon other than a Chatos, but Rashi says, therefore, we need this Yalfusa. But again, Rashi implies that this Yalfusa applies to establish the requirement of Shvichas Shirayim al Yisod im Nishar Bekli Klum in all carbonos. Kishizorak mimenu shtei zrikos l'shtei kronos. So Rav Osa, I would like you to write three things down, if you can. The three things that are still missing, at least for me, in this Rashi. Number one, I'm not sure how Rashi knew that there would be Shvicha Shiraim on the Yisod, in the case of Seir Nasi. Maybe there's no requirement whatsoever, even if Nishar Miklu. In other words, Rashi's only pointing out that what's extra, what's absolutely unnecessary and superfluous in this Pasuk, is that it says Al Mizbach HaOla, that I can figure out myself, because since the Zrikas Adam was done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and add to boot, there is no Yisod on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so I understand the Torah didn't have to add the Mizbach HaOla. But my question is, does Rashi admit that we, or does Rashi claim that we have some independent source from which we know that in the case of Sarid Nasi, there's got to be Shvicha Shiraim? Or is Rashi just saying, well, the Torah had to tell me Shvicha Shiraim in the case of Seir Nasi, but the Torah didn't have to tell me which Mizbeach I have to do the Shvicha Shiraim on? But if you go with that latter pshat, then I'm really stuck, because this third pasuk that we're dealing with in Seir Nasi is meant to teach us that all karmanos need Shvichas Dam al Yisod. And if I only know it in the cases of Chatos and Seir Nasi, which is also a Chatos, how do I know it in any other Karman? So that's question number one that has to be addressed. Question number two that I'd like to address is, what does Rashi mean when he says, Mishum Diola Loksiv, therefore Itzrich Lameila Chafa? Why does Rashi single out the Karman Ola? If the Torah only required Shvichas Shirayim, at least explicitly, only in those cases of achatos, then forget about Ola. Why does Rashi have to mention Ola? Maybe Rashi means that the fact that the Torah identifies this Mizbeach as what? What terminology does the Torah use? Yeah. It doesn't say Mizbeach HaPnimi. That word doesn't appear. It says Mizbeach HaOla. So that somehow identifies Ola as a special requirement here. I don't know, but again, I don't have any logical answer to the question why Rashi feels that there's a compelling logic here that we need a source for Shvichas Shiraim in the case of Ola. I don't know why Rashi feels, or the Torah according to Rashi, is compelled to teach us something about Ola. It would seem to me that you have Chatos, and then you have, you know, the cholent of all other Karbanos. You know, why single out Ola here? Then that's another question that we have to answer. And the third question is Rashi indeed holding, and why is he holding, that if you didn't have any extra dam, there was no leftover dam, then there's no requirement for shvichas shirayim al keren hayisod. So that's what we have so far. Now, does Tosus accept Rashi shita? Namely, that Shvicha Shiraim is kind of a conditional mitzvah. If and when you're left with some dam, then you do the Shvicha Shiraim al Yisod. So the problem with the challenge we're facing here is that Tosfos doesn't comment here on this Amud. Tosfos waits till he gets to Daf Nun Gimel, and we'll see the sugya there. And there he makes a comment which seems to indicate that he argues with Rashi. But what I want to do is take a break for a moment and analyze this Rashi in the writings of the Nefesh Tova. And this you'll find on page Tuf Mem Zayin. And it's Os Chavav. So after quoting Rashi, he says, Yesh L'dayek, we should be very careful, we divrei Rashi, didafka only if nishar b'kli shirayim. Then tzarech lishofcha b'yisod. Aval ein din, there's no such din according to Rashi, l'chatchila, that if everything is going well, that l'shayer, I have to leave over min hazrika, from the dam of zrika, kidei l'kayim din shvicha shirayim. By the way, I just want to mention in passing, I hope I don't distract you, but whenever you see the word min hazrika, I just want you to know that there's another synonymous term that's going to come up over and over again. That's called bitchila. Now, how do you translate the word bitchila? Bitchila.
A priori.
Bechila means earlier, right at the beginning, as opposed to what? What? When I use the word bechila to refer to zrikas adam, what am I coming lafuke to exclude?
A bidyevet situation?
No, no. What comes second? Tchila means that whenever you have a sequence, X comes tchila and Y comes basof. What's the Y here? Exactly. Shvichas shirayim al yisodim is bad. So that's what I want to point out to you. Because again, this will help us as we go along, just to because a lot of learning zvachim requires that we know the terminology. So the terminology here is mitchila, which is a synonymous term to zrikas adam, and then we'll get to shvichas shirayim. That's something different. And Belin Eder, what we wanted to discuss at great length is what's the difference between the word zrika and the word shvicha. You may recall that we once touched on this in the past, and we said that zrika is one concept and shvicha is a different concept. So that we'll get to. By the way, all right, you know what? Maybe I'm just giving you too many previews. Let's go through this. So again, what is he medayik from Rashi? When does the mitzvah of shvicha shirayim apply? Only if what?
If he happens
to have dam left in the kli.
But when okay. It threw the blood from the kli shoris onto the mizbeach, zrika. How did they throw it? They just literally threw it like that.
Well, no. There are two categories. There's something called matan etzba, which requires a certain chatos, and also to the karbonis of Yom HaKippurim. But as a general rule, they did what's called zrika b'kli, which means that the Kohen didn't even put his finger into the kli.
He just threw it. Difficult to leave blood still in there. It's quite difficult to...
I don't know, the Gemara doesn't seem to have an issue with that. But since you're mentioning this, keep in mind that it's possible, the many different possibilities here that open up. One possibility is that the Zrika Saddam means that the dam goes into what's called the Avir HaMizbech. And that's going to be a major sugya, which I don't know if you're up to it yet. I think it's on Pei Dal. Where are they up to now? I lost. So it's Pei Hei. So anyway, there's going to be a major sugya about Avir Mizbech, whether it has the status of Mizbech, Avra Kevish, whether it has the status of it. And then there's another thing which we have to know, and that's called Elyonim and Tachtonim, which means certain karbonos require that the dam be thrown on the upper half of the Mizbeach, which is above the Chutas Sikra, and then certain, most Karbanos require that the dam be thrown on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Now, if we're talking about Tchila and Sof, meaning if we're talking about Zrikas HaDam on the one end, and then Shvichas HaShirayim al Yisod HaMizbeach on the other hand, which kinds of Karbanos would be very close to this shvicha, if you follow what I mean. Correct, the tachtonim. And one of the discussions that we're going to have in Mitzvah, which is a fascinating one, is maybe maybe what he does b'tchila in the case of tachtonim is already a kiyum of shvichas yisod. Because what happens is if he throws the dam onto the kira mizbeach, then the dam is going to roll down into the yisod. And that itself might be a replacement of shvicha, unless we say that zrika l'chud and shvicha l'chud. You follow where we're going? To many different dimensions. Then he writes, "V'chein meduyik midivrei Rashi bereish perek pei shamai." If you go backwards to the previous perek, we're in Ezu Makomon, but before that, in perek pei shamai on Daf Lamed Zayin, you'll also see a Rashi which indicates that this process of shvichas damim is only conditional on the fact that you're left with dam, shiari adam. Oh, however, listen to what he writes now. He says the ayin shom os hey. So again, we're learning Ayin of a Kohen, so we're not going to go back to Beit Shammai. But if we would have time, we would go back to Perek Beit Shammai. And he says to look up os hey on Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. He says, "Hey Venu Sham, the Nechleku Rishonim B'Dover." He says that we brought there a Machlokas Rishonim Uldas Atosus, and where is this Tosus? It's not here on Daf Nun Aleph. It's on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Dibra Maschil HaOla Ika Mitzvah. Please underline the word Mitzvah. L'Shayer Kidei Lishpoch Ha Liyisod. And what is the significance, Rav Osai, of the word mitzvah?
It's not reshut. It's not.
It's not conditional. It's not that, oh, if you're stuck with some extra dam, but rather it's an absolute obligation. You have to up front guarantee that this extra dam for the shvicha. Oh, now he quotes the Vilna Gaon, and the Gra has a new chiddush in Rashi, and he says the following: that even Rashi agrees that there is such a thing as an absolute requirement and an unconditional mitzvah to do the Shvichas Shiraim al Yisod. But Rashi thought that that's limited to which carbon? Who can guess?
Chatos,
exactly. Why would Rashi think that it's limited to Chatos? This mitzvah, this absolute unconditional obligation to do Shvichas Shiraim?
Because
the Torah only says it in three cases, and what's common to all these three cases? Chatos. So if you may remember that about 10 minutes ago, I asked you the following: is it possible that there's a more fundamental or profound requirement of Shvichas Yisod in your Karbon Chatos as opposed to all other Karbonos? And we felt that that was intuitively true, but we couldn't sink our teeth into it. But we felt it was justified to at least raise such a possibility, because it can't be coincidental that in once, twice, thrice, the Torah always repeats in the case of Chatos, Shvicha Shirayim. So the Gaon wants to say that Rashi also will have to admit that there's an absolute unconditional mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim. However, Yesh Chiluk Ben Chatos L'Shar Zvachim. The Bechatos Ika Din L'Shayer Shirayim. L'Shayer means to actively make sure that you leave home with Dam. L'Shvicha for the purpose of Shvicha. Aber, B'Shar Zvachim. Ain't din shvicha elim nishar. That's Rashi's shita. So let's just present now three possibilities. One possibility would be to say that in all zvachim, including chatos, shvicha shirayim is conditional if he's left with shirayim. The other opposite conclusion would be on the other polar end, that in all karbonos, shvicha shirayim is an absolute chova, not conditional, it's a mitzvah. And you have to be Mashiach, you have to be left levo. In the middle, you have the shitas agon in Rashi, that Rashi would distinguish between chatos and all other karbonos. In chatos, we have an absolute requirement of shvicha shirayim al yisod. In other karbonos, it's only if he's left with dam, then he has the mitzvah shvicha shirayim. So far, so good? All right. Now he has another diuk in Rashi. He says, od yesh ledayik midivrei Rashi shukosim shebechol adomim im nishar kli kishazorik menu shtei zrikos l'shtei matonos. Let's emphasize the fact that when Rashi talks about other karbonos, he mentions the fact that the other karbonos require shtei zrikos, which is in our language is called what? Shtei matonos shein arba. Do you follow him by shein arba? Because the dam, you know, spreads to the two sides of that keren. So if there's one keren here, one keren there, right? So no, we're not talking about the Mizrachis Dromis, because there was no Yisod. But let's say we talk about the Mizrach in the Dromis Mizrachis, so you go from that Keren and then go diagonally across. But then there are other Karbonos which require only Matana Achas. And you remember that even though there might be a cue of doing Matana on all the Kronos on Mizbeah, but it only requires one Matana on one of the Kronos. And in those cases, Rashi seems to assume that what? If Rashi tells me that Shvicha Shirayim is only in Matonos Shtayim, as I state in Rashi, I mean you can't erase the Rashi; it's there. You know, the Nefesh Tova didn't put it in there. He's not responsible. So Rashi says explicitly, this is a Rashi we just spent a few minutes on, Shtei Zrikos, so Shtei Kronos. So and that's when we require Shvichas Dam al Yisod. Now Olah fits into that description. But there are other karbonos, for example, a Bechor, Pesach, Maaseh, where there's no requirement to shtei matana shein arba, but just matana achas. So what would Rashi be telling me about by possible elimination about those karbonos that don't require shtei matanos? And one matana is enough? No, there's no din shvicha shirayim. Not even the conditional shvicha shirayim. Because again, Rashi holds in all karbonos, Shvicha Shirayim is only a conditional business. There's no absolute obligation. And then Rashi says, and in which karbonos do the Torah require Shvicha Shirayim if you have extra dam, only in those karbonis that are matana shtayim. But if it's matana achas, then in those karbonis is not even a conditional requirement. Now, again, I don't know the answer to the following technical question, so don't hold me responsible for this at this point. What would Rashi say in Bechor Pesach HaMaser if I have extra dam? What in the world am I going to do with that extra dam?
It might even be an Isur. If it's lower than a Rishut, then...
Maybe you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to have any contact with you. That dam and the... What does it become? Dam Puzzle? And then we're going to go through the sugim of Olu Lo Yerdu. If he did, went ahead, he put it on the Mizbeach. And I don't know if Olu Lo Yerdu applies to dam or doesn't apply to dam. Maybe it only applies to Basar. And then what are you going to do? You're going to be Shofik La'oma, which, you know, as if it's Dam Puzzle. I mean, it's very, very odd. So I don't know the answer to that question yet. But take a leak set. He says in the next line, V'nireh, this is the fourth line in paragraph Ode. And once again, I would tell you to underline this. He says, V'nireh, the dafka domim anitonim v'matan shtayim shein arba tu'unim shvichas. Shirayim. Again, to unim, if you have that dam, that extra dam, I will bechor pesach u'masa nitonim b'shvicha achas. No, this is only one matan damim on one of the four chronos. Is enon to unim shvichas yishirayim? And it's such a wild, revolutionary idea, but it's written in Rashi. I mean, you can't deny it. So he needs some support from somewhere. So he quotes the Sfas Emes, who's one of the, we call them one of the three pillars of the Achronim, right? We claim it's the Keren Ora, the Sfas Emes, and the Migdash David. You know, those are the three pillars. And the Sfas Emes says that Bechal Nitona Matona Achas Lo Nizkar Nesina Shirayim Yisod. He says, I looked all over the place, and I couldn't find anywhere where, in the case of these three karbanos, which are all matana achas karbanos, that there's a requirement to shvichas shirayim liyisod. Not only that, he says, if you look carefully in the Rambam, lo huzkar bahen, in these three karbanos, there's no mention of nesina shirayim. What is going on over here? So Rav Bosai, you know, until now we've been offering basically only one option to break down Zvachim into two subcategories, namely Chatos as opposed to the other. That was the Vilna Gaon in Rashi. Now we have a third breakdown, and we have three categories. If we go like the Gaon, together with this Sfas Emes, and put this all together, and it comes out like this. In the case of a Korban Chatos, Rashi requires Shvichas Dom as an absolute requirement. In the case of Shara Zvachim, where it's Shtei Matanos, Rashi says if you're left over with Dam, then you have a requirement of Shvichas Dom. You don't have to deliberately be Meshayer Dam for that purpose. And then we have Bechor Pesach HaMaser, which is a Korban that requires Matana Achas, and here Rashi is saying there's no din of Shvichas Shirayim at all, and the Sfas Emes says, I challenge you to find any source for Shvichas Shirayim in the cases of Bechor Pesach HaMaser or Matana Achas, and find it for me in the Rambam. And basically he's joking with us. He's saying you won't find it. Don't even bother looking for it. He's saving us a lot of time, because it would take us a lot of time to go through all the Rambams and see, you know, where is it? But now we have a logical question over here. What's the difference between Shtei Matanos Shein Arba in all the Zvachim, Ola, and so on, where you require Shvichas Shirayim, according to Rashi, albeit if you're left with Shirayim, as opposed to these three Karbanos, which are Matana Achas Karbanos, and there should be no requirement of Shvichas Shirayim? And it flies in the face of what we said, that the third pasuk of Al Mizbach HaYisod, of Al Yisod Mizbach HaOla, which is in the parasha of Sa'ir Nasi, is coming to universalize the requirement of Shvichas Shirayim for all karbanos. Oh, no, it's not all karbanos. It's all karbanos that have a similarity to, let's say, Chatos and Ola, they have to Shtei Matanos, but not to karbanos that is so dissimilar, like Bokar Pesach HaMaser, where there's no requirement of Shtei Matanos. But that's a very mechanical kind of approach. It doesn't really give me any insight into why these three Karbanos should be excluded from Shvichas Shirayim. So now, with a very, you know, very impressive Bekiyus over here, there's a Pirish Arayvit on Masechta Tovim. And he found Arayvit in the fourth Perek of Masechta Tovim. I mean, this is like you know, bamboozling. This is like, and he says the following: Mefurosh. He says it's explicit in the Raivid. The hanitonim v'matona achas, which is Bechor Pesach and Maser, enom to unim shvicha shirai. How do I see this in the Raivid? Shehiksha, the Raivid raised the following question: Amaylo tnan. Why doesn't it say Shvichas Shirayim Ba'ola? And the Ravid is now being mechavin to a kash of Tosfos. And because of the kavim the Tana Bechada who had din Bekulu, the reason why the Mishnah didn't have to go through, you know, through Kiruchel, if you ever heard of that phrase, Kiruchla, and mention every single karma that requires Shvichas Shirayim, because once the Mishnah mentions Ola, then we know that Ola is a paradigm of all karbanos. And in the language of the Ravid, Kevin the Tana Chada, once he mentions in this case of Ola, who Adin will understand on our own that it applies Bekulu with all karbanos. Ah, but then the Ravid says, Mipnei shekol hazvachim teunim shpicha b'shiyari adam chutz mibachar pesach umaser shayesh shofet shpicha achas. You can't get more explicit than this. The Ravid is committed to the same position that we medayik from Rashi, that there is no din of Shvicha Shirayim in the cases of Pesach and Maser and Bechor. Why? Because these Zvachim do not require Shtei Matonos, they only require Matona Achas. So this is very exciting, because in Rashi, you know, we derived it from a Diyur, and we had to, you know, read Rashi very carefully. But in the Ravid, he says it explicitly. He goes on in the next paragraph to say that Tosfos himself requires Shvicha Shirayim in Bechor, Maser, and Pesach. Now, this is Tosfos Amid Beis. So I would assume that if you turn your daf from the Nalef from an Aleph to the Nalef on the base, you'll probably find the Tosfos. And it should take you about 2 minutes to learn the Tosfos, because it's a very short Tosfos. I'm being facetious here. It's one of the longest Tosfos in Shas. So I was thinking, if we want to take a month's break, you know, from our regular learning on 9:30 every morning and study this Tosfos, we'll get back to Zvachim and Aleph and Beis in time for Tchiya Shofar. You know what I'm saying? But what I would like to learn with you, Mitzvah Shem, are the first few lines of Tosfos. And sometimes Chazal say that if you start a mitzvah and you didn't get a chance to finish it, it's Nikreis al Shem. But in any event, he says that Tosfos certainly holds that you require Shvicha Shirayim in Bechor, Pesach, and Maser. Now, Rabosai, it comes out that according to Shita Satosvis, the concept of Shvicha Shirayim is absolutely a monolistic concept. You know, it's one, it applies, number one, as a chiyu, and you have to be Meshayer, and number two, it applies in all karbanos, straight across the board. So it's a very... I call it a monolithic halacha. You know, you don't have to, Rashi is so much more complicated. Number one, Rashi doesn't require it to be Mishayim. Number two, even if he does require it to be Mishayim, that's only in Chatas, not in other Zvachim. And even if he has a cube of Shvichas Shirayim in other Zvachim, that doesn't apply to Bechor, Pesach, and Maser. And that we saw explicitly in the Raivid. So Tosfos is the simplest way of going. If you take a look at the paragraph on the next page, Dibra Maskel Vihine, yeah, can you turn the next page, Tof Mem Ches? He says that he thinks he came up with an explanation as to why these three korbanos, which require Shvicha Achas, namely Bechor, Pesach, Maser, do not require Shvicha Shirayim L'Yisod. And he says the following: Now please notice that the Ravid seems to be a little bit off base in one particular word that he uses, one term. Because when we talk about shtayim or achas, what word are we talking about? What's the noun, you know, so to speak, the subject?
Pronoun.
Now that's the place that you're doing it, but what are you doing?
Zrika.
Is that called Shficha?
Zrika.
That's not called Shficha, that's called Zrika. But notice that the Ravid, you know, maybe he was being careless about it, you know, and he's using an interchangeable term, a borrowed term called Shficha, but really, if you or I would have been called upon to edit the Ravid or to write the Ravid, we would have said Nisina or Matana or Zrika, but not Shficha. So here we have a discussion between Rav Berel and his father, Rav Yitzchak Zev, the Brisker Rav, which again, that's the excitement of this Sefer Nefesh Tova. He turns the clock back 50 years and he puts you in a, you know, in the dialogue here between two of the greatest scholars on Kachin that probably ever walked the face of the earth. Okay. So Ubir HaGrid Svara Bazeh. So Rav Berel, you know, Yud Dalet stands for Yosef Dov. Where I hang out, the grid means my Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Salvation. But in the yeshiva world, when you say HaGrid, especially if you learn in Kachin, it means my Rebbe's first cousin by the same name, who's called Rav Berel. I never got to meet him. I was at his Levaya together with, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people here in Yerushalayim, but anyway, the Brisker Rav says the following, and I'd like you to underline these words. He says, "Kol chatzi hatachton shel hamizbeach." I had a pencil here. "Kol chatzi hatachton shel hamizbeach." Ika shev yisod. Rabosai, remember we discussed that in many karbanos, in most karbanos, the matan damim, the nesina sadam, the zrika sadam, is on the kir hamizbeach below the chut hasikra. The Brisker Rav is saying an amazing revolution. He's saying that that part of the mizbeach, which is below the chut hasikra, on the side of the mizbeach, has the identical status as the yisod. It reminds me of that discussion about a week ago about the status of the kevesh. You know, is the kevesh part of the extended mizbeach, which might mean that you could do a haktorah on the kevesh, or at least in olu lo yeridu, that the when we say mizbeach makadesh, even the kevesh is makadesh. And the Gemara is going to have a suffix about avir kevesh, where it has the same status as the kevesh, just like avir mizbeach might have the same status as the mizbeach. Here we talk about the yisod. And he's saying that the Yisod begins below the Chut HaSikra, from that point the Tachton on until you get to the Yisod. Why is this so critical to explain the Ravid and before the Ravid Rashi? Nimtza, da b'chol hazrikos hanasos b'chatzi ha-Tachton ein mekayim gam din shvich ha-shirayim li-Yisod. I'm sorry, let me read that again. Nimtza. The hod v'chol hazrikos hanasos bechatzi hachtachton eino makayim gam din shvich hashirayim liyisod hu rak mishum sha'osa maise zrika v'lo maise shvicha v'l b'chor maase v'pesach shemat noseya b'shvicha b'meila kevet shenosan chatzi mi'chatzi ha'mizbech l'mata yotza v'ze yidei shvichas shirayim. There are a whole bunch of premises here in this last couple of lines that we read. Let me start with the easiest of them all. The Brisker Rav assumes, which is not the way we are, not the impression that I got, that even the Ravid agrees that the Shvich HaShirayim on Bechor Pesach HaMaser. It's impossible to take these three korbanos and bump them off the mitzvah of Shvich HaShirayim. Now we get to the second premise of the Brisker Rav, and namely that there's a fundamental difference between Zrika and Shvicha. Number three, the third premise of the Brisker Rav, that what's unique about Bechor Pesach HaMaser is not only the fact that they require one matana, but moreover that matana is accomplished, is implemented through Shvicha and not through Nesina. And the fourth premise of the Brisker Rav is that the second half, the lower half of the Mizbeach, Michut HaSikra Lamata, has the same status as Yisod as far as what, Rav Osai?
In terms of Shirayim.
Yeah, no, but you're right. You know, you're 100% right. But what I meant was, what action would connect? No, here's the point of the Brisker Rav. if you're talking about zrika, then michut hasikol amata, what we call a tachton, has a separate category, as a separate entity unto itself. When do we have the right, so to speak, to swallow up and unite, for lack of a better word, the lower half of the mizbeach together with the yisod? Only as far as shficha is concerned. Now again, all karbonos minus three, we cry in the sina. And therefore, in all those karbonos, you're going to have to do a nesina al gabi mizbeach, and if there's leftover dam, according to Rashi, you need shficha al keren yisod. Because nesina l'chud and shficha l'chud. So that the bottom half of the mizbeach for those tachtonim, for those karbonos that require tachton, right? Let's say, for example, an olas ha'ov, right? So in all those cases, we're going to say that the yisod is a separate din. It's a separate entity, which means that I need to take the shirayim and I have to do a shficha. Because when it comes to nesina, or otherwise known as zrika, then you could argue that the kira mizbeach is separate, is independent from the yisod. But when do we have the leeway to combine and integrate the kira mizbeach with the yisod? Again, kira mizbeach means lamata michut hasikra. That's only as far as what shvicha is concerned. So let's go back to the first premise of the Brisker Rav. If you remember, the first premise of the Brisker Rav was that even the Ravid agrees, and even Rashi agrees, that shvicha shirayim al yisod mizbeach is a requirement in all karbonos, including bechor pesach hamaser. Now we have to rack our brains. So why does the Ravid say you don't need to pour the shirayim onto the yisod in these three cases? So the answer is because the Ravid says in those three karbonos there's no din of matan domin of nesina. I mean, there is, of course, but how do you implement that nesina? Through shvicha. That's the mind-boggling chiddush of matan achas. Matan achas means matan achas shal shvicha. Now you're talking about shvicha, the yisod and the kira mizbeach from achuta sikla matan taton is all one entity. As far as shvicha is concerned, the yisod begins where? With the achuta sikla matan. Is memela, we can now come back to our original premise, namely that even in the cases of pesach matzah and of pesach bechor and maaser, we require shvichas dam al yisod. But we've already fulfilled that mitzvah with the shvichas dam on the kira mizbeach lemato. Then you look like you're perplexed.
When I hear of a hanacha, I'm wondering: is it further on in the discussion, I'll mention the sources for each hanacha, or?
Oh, the sources. You're right. You know, we didn't clarify that. I you know, you're already ahead of me. I was just trying to get the mechanics here. And what's going on?
No, the hanachos are amazing. I'm just wondering what his source is, because it's
right. Right. So this Brisker Rav, he says, "I am lekaman os of Zion." So again, it depends on how dangerous the clock is that we may get to it to see how the Brisker Rav develops this idea. But what's fascinating to me is that I told you that in the light of Shitas Rashi, as far as the God is concerned, to differentiate between chatos, where shvichas adam is a requirement, is an unconditional requirement, as opposed to all karbonos, where it's conditional on the fact that you're left with shirayim, but you don't have to do the recreate shirayim. And then we said there's a third category of karbonos based on the diuk in Rashi, which is explicit in the Ravid, called matan achas. And there, in the case of Pesach, Maser, and Bechor, we said that there's no requirement of shvichas adam at all. And that you know, that was, again, it's explicit in Rishonim, but why should there be such a... So the chat here in this discussion between Rebbeinu and his father is that the Brisker Rav came to the conclusion that for sure shlichas dam is a requirement even in these three korbanos. The Rav never meant to deny it, but you've already fulfilled that mitzvah. It's not that you don't need to fulfill the mitzvah, but that you have the mitzvah. How do you have that mitzvah? Because as opposed to all korbanos which require matanos, here all you need is shvicha. And when it comes to shvicha, the yisod and the chut hasikul amal of the kira mizbeach are all one. The yisod is just an extension, if you will, of the kira mizbeach.
I have a question. In those three, Karbanot, Pesach,
Maser and
Bechor.
So you don't do Shvicha?
Right, you do Shvicha.
You do Shvicha. So why is there even a question about Shvicha? If it's specifically doing Shvicha, if anything, there should be a question about Shvicha. So why are you raising the question?
Well, again, I'm not sure what you mean by question. What we were questioning is, where's the Shvicha Shirayim? Meaning, the original Shvicha, fine, but now after you've done the Shvicha, you know, your Mizrach is full of Dam. You know, you've got a light.
So in the case of those three, you're not doing Shvicha.
Correct.
But you're doing Shvicha by
correct.
Pouring.
Correct. So there's a question.
That's right, you pour it on, you pour it on the Kir. Right.
Yeah.
So the saying is that included in the...
It's pouring and not throwing, I guess. You'd
pouring
say.
And not throwing. And
maybe you could find that somewhere.
And the remnant... Now, remember...
Is
included in...
Exactly. In, wow. Okay. But in order to get to that conclusion, you have to add what premise, what breakthrough?
The Shrich and Shvich.
No. Okay. That the Kira Mizbech and the Yisod are one entity. Because again...
You need Yisod.
You can't just say, wait a minute, he did a Shvich, therefore he doesn't have to have a Shvich again.
Right.
Why not? One Shvich was on the Mizbeach, the other Shvich was on the Yisod HaMizbeach. And here's where we need this breakthrough of the Risk of Rav, that at least in Dine Shvicha, the Kira Mizbeach, the Michut HaSikol HaMata, and the Yisod are one and one in the same. It's one entity. And again, you have to use Einstein's theory of relativity, because we're not saying that it's an absolute din, that the Kira Mizbeach and the Yisod is one and the same. That would be ridiculous. But he's saying in Dine Shvicha, for the Kiyum of Shvicha Saddam, you don't need the Yisod HaMizbeach. And again, you know, it's a funny kind of thing, because what's happening is you're throwing the Dam, right? You're pouring the Dam, we'll say, on the lower part of the Mizbeach. What happens to the Dam? It goes down to the Yisod. No, but you didn't do a Shvicha. He says there's no requirement of a separate, independent Maisa Shvicha. You did a Maisa Shvicha once, you don't need another Maisa Shvicha. You know, it's almost as if the Brisker Rav is saying, like, it's a din. It's a din that starts with the Yisod and goes backwards. Meaning, if the Yisod itself has dam that was nishpach, then that is the same as shvicha. It's not that I have to actively do a separate, independent shvicha in order to create this mitzvah. I just have to do a shvicha that will culminate in the dam being nishpach. You know. It's like we once discussed about Achilas Kachim, you know, is it that you have to eat the Kachim, or should be a Nechal, you know?
At the end of the day, with all these things, there has to be no blood left in the Klishoris, is that right?
So that's why I asked you before, I told you that I can't be responsible for this, because if you're assuming, before the Brisker Rav's Chiddush, that in these three cases, there's no din of Shvichas Shirayim, so what do you do with the Shirayim? I don't know, you know, that's... Is it like Dalman's puzzle? I can't address that. So that's something you want to think about.
And that's the whole
what do you do if you're stuck with leftover Dal?
I presume that the whole point of Shvicha is to get rid of the rest of the blood. That's the whole point.
Right, but let's say there is no Shvicha in these three cases. Before the Brisker Rav, is a Gemal
Ligachid. So that's what I'm saying. That, you have to use all the blood up. By doing
that. Yeah, maybe that's what he has to do. You know, make sure your shvicha will empty the kli of all its dam. I don't know. Again, that's a very important question. But I don't know.
But since you're pouring, you can control it better because you can make.
Okay, maybe again. I don't. Those are the mechanics that I don't know, because I'll tell you what. My very little experience in kashrut is that you can't guess anything. As soon as you start guessing something, you're treading. You know, you're treading very thin water, you know, very thin blood. My wife asked me yesterday, what does it smell like when you go into the Azorah? That's what she asked me.
No, it's worse than that.
You know, it smell like, you know, Yom HaTzmaut here in Israel?
No flies, all the nisim.
Right, but what was the smell like? You know, we talk about Reach Nichoach, but that's Reach Nichoach on a spiritual level. But there are people, by the way, who pass by a barbecue and they get echoed by it. You know, they have very sensitive. I love the smell of steak, because, you know, steak is my favorite food, and I wish I could be a Kohen to get all that steak. But let's say as Yisrael, I have to bring shlomim. But what is it? You know, she asked. You know, and I'm afraid to give her an answer, because you never know. There'll be a Gemara on the next staff that's going to tell me that there was a miracle in Bais Rishon, you know, that the smell was like the Ketores, where, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma about the Ketores that a woman in Yericho And I lived near Yericho for a few years of my life, and I can tell you it's quite distant from Yerushalayim. A woman in Yericho didn't need any cosmetics whatsoever, any perfumes, because the smell from the Ketores would enter not only into her body, but even into her begadim, into her clothing. You know, and she smelled so beautiful. No, so I'm just saying, when it comes to the mechanics here, I'm afraid to say a word because, you know, I'll look at the next page and they'll laugh at me.
I should point out that I learned that Kohenim usually has stomach problems and gout.
Yeah? In the Gemara?
No, wow. I didn't learn in the Gemara. I learned from Rabbi Kahana.
But he was quoting a sukkah.
I don't remember.
Wow. Yeah. That's not good news for me because I have a principle called Shluchei Mitzvah Eid and Nizaki. You know, if you're doing a mitzvah, you won't be harmed by it. All right. So again, I know we have about 5 minutes left. I just want to see if we can get to this paragraph, the Pashtus. But first, Vakati Tzorch Bir. He has a Gemara Daf Pei Aleph. Okay. Now, there's a machlokas on Daf Pei Aleph about the following. The Yisod has two parts to it. It's got a part that's called the Itztava. I guess you'd call that
the shelf.
Horizontal, maybe, you know, the shelf. And then there's the side, which is more vertical. And it's machlokas in the Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph about Shvichas Shirayim. One Mandiro says, boy, it's the boy. You know, you've got to get it on the top of the Yisod, which is otherwise called the Gag HaYisod. That's a synonymous term with it's the boy. And then there's another Mandiro who says, no, all you need is the Kir HaZakuf, which means the vertical side or the flat face of the Yisod. And that's okay for Shri Krishna. So now the Rosh Hashiva wants to ask the following question. Lahach Mandiomar. According to Iman the Omer, who requires Itztaba, he says the following: Lo miskaima shpicha shirayim b'meshes shofech sadam al chatzia hatachton shalom izbeach. The brisker rov is not going to work out according to that Iman the Omer, because what was the point of the brisker rov? Then when you do the shpicha sadam in the case of Pesach, Maser, and Bechor on the tachton, but that the tachton means the kira mizbeach, you've already fulfilled the mitzvah of shpichas Yisod, because it's one Shvich and another Shvich. That doesn't make any sense. That would make sense if you hold Kira Zokov is enough, but one man the Yomer holds that you need Itzdaba. And if you need Itzba, then you didn't do a Shvich on the Itzdaba. Again, I would have said technically, but again, I guess I'm way off base, that the Dam eventually rolls down to the Itzdaba, but he wants to get a Shvich on the Itzdaba. Now, the Brisker of Lishitasa holds that there was a Shvich on the Yisod. Why? Because the Tchelech HaTachton below the Chut HaSikr is called the Yisod. It has the same din as Yisod. Yeah, but that's Zakuf. That's Akira Zakuf. You following me? So if there's a Maisa Shvich of Dam and you require Itzdaba, then there's no way, no how that you could be Yotze the Mitzvah Shvich as Dam, according to this Mani Omar, through the Shvicha, the Tchila Shvicha, meaning the original Shvicha, on the Kira Mizbeach. It's our Lomid the Af Lahachman the Omar Hainu Dafkik Shabola Kaim Shvicha Shirayim Belechud. No, it's if you're requiring a second Maisa of Shvicha, because what was the first Maisa? What was the first action on the Mizbeach in all Karbanos with the exception of these three? It was not Shvicha, it was what?
Zrika,
or Nesino Zrika, right? Those are the synonymous terms. And therefore, you need a separate Maisa Shirayim, that's where you require Itztava. Abu Bahana, but in these three Karbanos, the Daininu B'Shvicha Meikara, that the Din only requires Shvicha, there was never Din of Matan Damim. So Miskayim B'Matana Zugam Shvicha Shirayim, even though it's not on the Itztava. Do you follow? Because it's one Maisa Shvicha in these three Karbanos. And if it's one Maisa Shvicha, if the Torah says you can be Yotze that Maisa Shvicha on the Kira Mizbeach, I don't need Itztava. When do I need Itztava? That's only in 90% of the Karbanos, where there's a separate Maisa Shvicha that comes after what? After Maisa Zrika. So the Maisa Zrika is not a Kira Shvicha. I need now a Kira Shvicha, because Zrika Lechud and Shvicha Lechud. And now the man the overholds that Shvicha has to be on the Itztava. So he's got to do it on the flat top surface of the Yisod. But if I go with these three korbanos and all I need is Shvicha, the Torah never required Zrika, So with the Yisod of the Brisker Rav, what we're saying is that he's Makayim that din of Shvicha. He kills, if you pardon the phrase here, because we're not really talking about Ophos here, but he kills two birds with one stone, and he does a Shvicha which has a double kiyum to it. And here the Torah says, all you need is a Shvicha al kiram is back, below the Chut HaSikra. And in this context, it has the same status as Yisod. And since the Torah is requiring one single Maisa Shvicha, you can be Makayim that Maisa Shvicha, even though you never got the Dam on the Itzvah. Well, what it means is the Dam reaches the Itzvah, but you didn't do a Maisa Shvicha on the Itzvah. Well, Mikolokom, even after this, he's not happy with it. I thought it was a brilliant Chiddush. He says, Mikolokom Tzarech Iyun, in Mishar the Kli Acha Shvicha, Amai ain't sarf lishofman al gavi itzdevo. So again, I don't know, the Rashid is assuming something. I don't know what, but what you do with the leftover dam. I don't know. I'm not sure. So that again is an unanswered question. But he's asking, why do you do that, whatever that is, with the leftover dam? You should now require shvicha. Meaning, the halacha requires that all the dam be mishpach. So you were Mekayim with the first Maisa Shvicha, a Kiyum of Yisod. But now you're left with extra Dam in the Kli. That extra Dam is Shirayim. With regard to Shirayim, there is no Din of Shvicha on the Kir HaMizbeach. Why? Because we're holding now that Shvicha requires Itzdamah. So you Yotze, let's say for example you used all the Dam for the Shvicha of Pesach and Bechor and so forth, Maisa, on the tachton part of the mizbeach, correct? So you're left with no dam. How are you yotze the mitzvah shvicha? You didn't do a shvicha on the yitzvah. The answer is you don't have to do a shvicha on the yitzvah. Why? Because you did a shvicha on the kira mizbeach. That's fine. But now you're left with dam. And if you're left over dam, you're in trouble. Why? Because on this dam, you never did a shvicha. And not only that, the original din of Shvicha could not apply here in this case. Why? Because that you were already fulfilled with the majority of the Dam. So now you have a pure Shvicha Shirayim Shvicha. And here's where, like in all Karbonos, this Maneo requires Itzdama. So he says, therefore, Nishar Bekli Achra Shvicha is a Mayenu Tzarech L'Shofchon Al Gabi Itzdama. So I would have said, Enoch Hidami, maybe that's what he's required to do. My gora and nisha achas shvicha minishal achas rika of all karbonos with the exception of these three. The dino, meaning the din of shvicha, is beitzava. The afim neimer de adam anishvach b'tchila miskayim din shvicha af shalo al gabi itzumi kom kom dam anisha liboy itzava kishar shirayim. Again, I don't know why he is resisting this conclusion. I thought this would be a very nice, kamashal on here, that at the end of the day, lemaskana, if there's any dam left, you have to do a maisa shvicha, like in all karbanos, on the mitzvah, according to this manual. And I just want to end up with this last paragraph. He says, u'mepashtus, v'yefshal levar karbanos arayvid, u'din shvichu lishpoch b'shvicha akas, es kol adam. Just like Michael, what you were implying before, that maybe what the Raven would require is that since in one shvicha, again, pardon the phrase, you're killing two birds with one stone, you're doing both shvicha of the ikar dam, right, the ikar avodas ha-karbon, that's the mechaper of the carbon, and on top of that, you're also doing in the same time something a shvichas yisod. He says, b'meila, you have to do a shvicha on kol adam. Make sure that all the dam goes there. Again, I think he's skirting the issue, because what happens if that didn't, what if that didn't happen? I don't know. He says, V'ayim b'perek, reish perek beit shamai, she'venu divrei agrach. Okay, now we're going to one generation earlier. Mamish going back from the Brisker Rav to the Rav of Brisker Rav Chaim. Da'achiluk bein zrika l'shvichu de'bechol din, the kol din chiluk matanos nemar bezrika, ubeshvicha leka din chiluk matanos. Right, so this whole din that you need a matana here and you need a matana here and this keren and that keren and where does the dam spread and is it diagonal and all that is only with regard to zrika, but not with regard to shvicha. In shvicha there are no chiluke matanos. Ulahachi lo yitein lechat chilas anitanin bezrika ayde shvicha. Why is it that in all karbonos, with the exception of these three, we have to do a zrika, not a shficha. Says Rav Chaim, I'll tell you why. Because with regard to shficha, there's no chiluk matonos. Shficha just means pour it on the mizbeach. It doesn't identify a specific keren on the mizbeach. When do we identify and single out this keren and that keren? That's only with regard to zrika. And therefore, if you have a mitzvah of zrika and you substitute for zrika shficha, instead of throwing, you pour it on the mizbeach, then what you've done is you've undermined the entire cube of chiluk matonos, that each keren requires its own matonos. Again, keep in mind that shtei matonos means shtei matonos shein arba. So basically, in all karbonos, with the exception of these, you're involving all four kronos. That's called chiluke matonos. Each matonos is a separate entity. And then you have to ask which matonos are mi'akev and which are not, and you'll have the machlok space a little bit sham at the beginning of the last parak. You remember what I'm talking about. So Reb Chaim claims that if you were to substitute a shficha for a zrika in all these karbanos, then what you're undermining is the entire kiyum. Shficha does not recognize any identity in terms of the karbon, the kronos. All the kronos are just simply one mizbeach. There's no separate identity to each keren. It's like, you know, all the shvatim become one. So you usually identify each shvei
medesah. You can't do shvicha. You can't do shvicha on two other sides. There's only a side on two other sides. So you can't say it's all.
So he's saying that al-pidin, in other words, again, we have to see the Reb Chaim, but I'm just again in abstract, we don't know the sources for Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim is claiming that if you substitute a shvicha where the Torah requires an asinah, that what you're blurring, what the distinction that you're blurring, is between the various kronos. And those chiluke kronos apply to a ma'aseh zrika, but not to a ma'aseh shficha. Ulefi zeh efshar the tam adov deleka chiluk matonis b'shfichu mehai time agufa devidin shficha nemar lishpoch es kol adam b'shficha achas. Do you hear what he's saying? That according to the way we're interpreting the Ravid, that shficha means to pour all the dam in the kli with one ma'aseh shficha. He says, if that be the case, the whole concept of chiluke kronos is completely out of whack. You can't say he did a matana this keren on this keren because he does one ma'aseh shvicha, and in one ma'aseh shvicha you can't be machalik in one keren and the other. Is kemod lo shayach bei din shvicha shirayim? Why don't we require, according to the Ravid, shvicha shirayim in these karbonos? Because the answer is one ma'aseh shvicha with all the dam is going to cover you for both the ikar dam and its nesina, plus the shvicha shirayim. And therefore, there's no chiluk matonos over here. And this would shed a whole new light on this yisod that we've discussed before. Now, in the next paragraph, we don't have time for this because the time has ended, but if you get a chance to go through this, he gives you sort of like an overview, a summary of everything we discussed here in Siman Chavav. And then I wanted to offer a possibility that we do the Tosis on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, but not for a month. Not for a month, so don't get scared. But at least read the first few lines in Tosis, because I think that's going to shed a light on this whole principle of the Brisker Rav, that we view the bottom half of the Mizbeach as part of the Yisod, as one Cheftz, as one entity, and perhaps to touch on what Tosis says is going to be a major machlokus amongst the Balei Tosis with regard to Ophos. You remember at the beginning of the Shir I mentioned that one of the questions that should be addressed is there a din of Shirai, of Shiori Adam, of Shricha Shirayim in the case of Ophos? Because again, in Karban Ophos, we'll go through Chatos and Ola, there's what's called Mitzui Adam, and Mitzui Adam is a different kind of an avoda than Zrika Adam. And the question is, Bishleim in Zvachim, where we have Zrika, and then the Zrika is followed up by Shficha of the Shirayim, in the case of Ophos, where we're talking about what?
It's not really much Shirayim, is there, for Ophos?
Maybe there will be, maybe there won't. That's the question, whether he does it seems from the Gemara Daf Samach Dalet that the Mitzui process required that you put all the Dam on the Mizbeach with one act of Mitzui, or maybe two acts of Mitzui. And if that be the case, it would seem that there's no possibility of doing Shvicha Shirah. So again, you know, I never know what you're up to and what you're interested in, and I'm always trying to, you know, try to appeal to your interest. But if you're interested, then Siman Chav Zayin here is going to give us a whole contrast between Shirayim in the case of Zvachim and Shirayim in the case of Ofos. So if you can get back to me as you always do, and tell me what you want to do. Okay?